This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Sounddrop Music Distribution. Are you an independent artist that wants to make money from your cover songs? Well, who wouldn't? Visit sounddrop.com today to get started for free. Coming up on episode number 1,222, one single artist today that is the focus of today's show, although you're going to hear a bunch of different artists for reasons that may be obvious and some that may not be as obvious. I'm talking about Todd Rundgren, who turns 70 on Friday. Happy birthday, Todd Rundgren. So, of course, as you'd expect, you're going to hear covers of and by Todd Rundgren. What you may not have expected. You're also going to hear covers of hit singles or songs that Todd Rundgren famously produced. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, June 20th, 2018. Lots of 20s right there. I'm Brian Abbott, and thanks for joining us. Today, a special cover story edition, as we like to do for people's birthdays. Turning 70 this week, as I mentioned in the intro, Todd Rundgren, turning 70. Music producer, singer, songwriter, frontman for the band Utopia, also for the music project Runt. But you know him for a lot of great, great solo songs, and you may not know that he produced some really, really cool songs by other artists. We're going to talk about all that later in the show. Right now, we're just going to get started. We're going to get started with a very appropriate song to begin a show. It's nice to say hello when we begin an episode of Coverville, right? So that's what we're going to do. The Robotanists from their 2013 album Souvenirs with their cover of Todd Rundgren's Hello, It's Me.
There's something here that
How beautiful is that track? That is Todd Rundgren from a tribute to Electric Light Orchestra called Lend Me Your Ears, a tribute to the music of Jeff Lynne. I guess it is. It's more Jeff Lynne across the Move and ELO and solo stuff. But come on. I mean, it's an ELO cover. It's put out by Not Lame Records several years ago, back in 2001. One of my favorite tribute albums in my collection because so many solid standout tracks on this thing. I just love it. And that track is beautiful. Bluebird is Dead is the name of the track. ELO cover right there. Todd Rundgren before that also with a reconstructed track. Now, in 2006, he did a Greatest Hits album in a different way than usual. Usual Greatest Hits albums. He re-recorded his Greatest Hits with an orchestra. And then, if that wasn't enough for a side two, he had a lot of those tracks remixed. So you got sort of dance versions of some of those tracks you found on side one, or even unrelated to the version that you heard on side one. Really, really cool. For that, he re-recorded Bang the Drum All Day, the Rosetta Stone remix, that one from Greatest Classics with a Twist from 2006, and the Robotanists at the top of the show with Hello, It's Me from their album Souvenirs from 2013. Now, I mentioned some great songs that Todd has been involved with producing, and so we're going to do a set of covers of those. So it's kind of a tangential kind of situation here. Todd didn't record these songs, but he produced them. Actually, probably on some of them he did pick up the guitar or do some studio production work. But not for the covers, of course. Let's start this one with a cover of the Psychedelic Furs. This comes from an EP called Wait, released in 2006 by one of my favorite bands and one of the nicest guys of all time. The Polyphonic Spree. I say the nicest guys, but it's like a 24-person band. Here is their track, Love My Way. We'll be right back.
Fast man. left with you leaving. My eyes running blood and my chest is still heaving. I was smothered in love, unlike any other. My friend, my father, my lover, my brother, myself, my life, like husband and wife. I was alone, chosen among women. I was alone, chosen among women.
feet make me feel numb. My must be blind. I must be coming out of my mind. And it's weighing me out of control. I must be out of control to let a silly thing like this hurt my soul. I must be out of control.
Todd Rundgren covering Bourgeois Tag, a song probably not a lot of you are familiar with, but man, Bourgeois Tag released, I believe, two albums, Brent Bourgeois and Larry Tag. Probably the biggest one was a song called I Don't Mind at All, kind of a hit, certainly an alternative radio hit for Bourgeois Tag, but man, those two albums were just fantastic. And right there, produced by Todd Rundgren, who put out an album in 2011 called Reproduction, where he went and did covers of songs from albums that he produced. So a really cool idea for an album, really cool project. Todd Rundgren, man, you know, whether it's covering his own stuff or covering things he produced, I really like how innovative and creative he is with his covers. So cool. Dear God, originally by XTC, covered there by the Phenomenauts, that one from their 2014 album Escape Velocity, and that thing has just as much salt as the XTC original, just as much bitterness and ferocity as it. Dancing Barefoot by Jeanette Napolitano, former lead singer, well, lead singer of the band Concrete Blonde back when they were around. Love that band and love Jeanette's vocals. She's just got one of those unmistakable voices that I love. And again, alternative rock staple of the 90s for sure, Concrete Blonde. That one came out on a tribute in 1995 called Spirit of 73. By the way, if you want to hear more Jeanette Napolitano with regard to covers, do a search in the archives. I had an interview with her about Concrete Blonde, about her days with them and her covers and what she looks for in a good cover. It's a really, really cool interview. Baby Blue by the Anger Brothers before that, from their self-titled album from 2002, a cover of the song from Badfinger that from now on I will only ever associate with Breaking Bad and that final episode, really the final scene of the final episode of Breaking Bad. Baby Blue, obviously a nod to the blue meth that Walter White was creating. And the Polyphonic Spree, boy, another band that I had the privilege of interviewing, at least Tim DeLauder, lead singer of the Polyphonic Spree. He actually allowed me to interview him on his tour bus. And again, it's a 23-piece band, so it's a massive tour bus. It's a really, really cool thing. Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs. Original version produced by Todd Rundgren. That Polyphonic Spree version you'll find on their EP Wait, which featured, if I remember correctly, four covers and a new song. and really, really cool stuff. We'll get back to more Todd Rundgren in just a moment. Before that, I've got to tell you about our sponsor for today's episode and even debut some new sponsor background music, Sparks in the Dark. Love this instrumental here. Hey, you're an independent artist, right? Or maybe you are. Maybe you're not. If you aren't, then just sit back and listen to the music in the background or get inspired to become an independent artist. But if you are an indie artist or you're someone who likes to create music and post it on the internet, boy, have I got a deal for you. You know, there's a lot of ways you can get a fan base if you're a musician on the internet these days. YouTube, Twitch, SoundCloud, things like that. You can perform your music, have it heard, get an audience that way, right? But you know, you want to make money. Oh, yeah, of course, if you've recorded a cover song, this is another way that you can get an audience and be heard. Coverville, right here. But you want to make money, right? Obviously, you know, your passion is music. You want to make that your job because if you love what you do, you love going to work every day and it never feels like a job. Well, SoundDrop Music Distribution, they can help you. That SoundDrop, it's one word with a D, a single D right in the middle, SoundDrop. Don't call it SoundRop. Call it SoundDrop. They not only help you with securing music licensing and setting up metadata for your tracks, but also help get your music onto major music platforms like Spotify, iTunes, where people can discover you and people can buy your music and you can make money because, you know, you want to make money. You want to be able to pay for those slices of avocado toast, you millennial you. They pay out over $500,000 per month to independent cover song artists. And the best part, it's absolutely free to get started. All you have to do is go to sounddrop.com. That's sounddrop.com. Again, one word, D in the middle. And there's no coupon code. They just want you to get over there, sign up, and get your music heard and get some money in your pocket for doing it. They actually have a whole team of experts that review your release. They figure out the licensing issues for you. They figure out all that metadata that you've got to get figured out so that, especially if you're doing cover songs, you've got to make sure you've got your licenses, all that stuff. Now, if you've done a cool cover song, and I haven't played it on the show. I need to, you know, obviously you need to get a copy of it to me to play on the show. But you need to tweet it and include me, Coverville, at Coverville, and at SoundDrop in your tweet or Facebook. Link me to your release. Link me to a place where you can see it. And SoundDrop and I will retweet your new track. That's just how cool this community is, and SoundDrop is just a big part of it. That's SoundDrop Music Distribution. That's SoundDrop.com. Get started for free today. I'm working on the timing on that one. Get it timed up with that music. All right, this one should be familiar to most people, especially, you know, again, I connect that other track with the end of Breaking Bad, that last scene in the last episode of Breaking Bad. This one, now I always connect with the movie Vanilla Sky because the way it's used in the film, and Cameron Crowe, just an amazing, has such an amazing ear for the right music for the scene. The original, Todd Rundgren's Can We Still Be Friends? How about a cover right here from 1992, performed by the late, great Robert Palmer from his Addictions Volume 2 album, Can We Still Be Friends?
Thank you. Trying to get a message in the air to you. Get on my wavelength, and I'll tell you which way to go. To my hideaway.
Blues for you. Todd Rundgren covering Robert Johnson's Crossroad Blues, that one on a 2011 album where Todd Rundgren covers a bunch of Robert Johnson tracks called, appropriately or inappropriately, depending on how you look at it, called Todd Rundgren's Johnson. Before that, The Secret Society with a cover of Hideaway, that one from a tribute to Todd Rundgren called For the Love of Todd, came out back in 1991. Alison Krauss with a cover of It Wouldn't Have Made Any Difference, that one from her 1999 album Forget About It. And Robert Palmer with a remix of his cover of Can We Still Be Friends, that one was included on Volume 2 of his greatest hits, which were called Addictions. We've got one more set of music to do for you, and we're going to start with this may be the most popular of Todd Rundgren's songs. So if you've been going through this whole show saying, yeah, I'm not recognizing a lot of these, Brian, well, hopefully this one changes things for you. This is Christopher Holland. He is the little brother of UK TV show host, music show host, Jules Holland. Come on, he's better known for being the piano player in Squeeze. That's where I learned about him, where I've been following him ever since. Jules Holland, amazing piano player, and Christopher Holland is no slouch either. He took over for Jules in the band Squeeze for a little while and on tour. Here's a cover he did of Todd Rundgren's I Saw the Light.
Say, hey, you've got got to hide your love away.
Hey!
You've got to hide your love away. How can I even try? I can never win. Hearing them, seeing them in the state I'm in. How could she say to me, love will find a way? Gather round all you clowns, let me hear you say. You've got to hide your love away.
Hey!
You've got to hide your love away.
I'm
Elvis Costello's Two Little Hitlers, covered there by Todd Rundgren. Great version right there. I'm pulling up my notes. There we go. Notes are here. From his album Nearly Human from 2007, Two Little Hitlers by Elvis Costello, covered by Todd. Couldn't I just tell you right before that, Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs from Volume 2 of their Under the Covers series from 2009, Hide Your Love Away. Yeah, the Beatles. Got to throw a Beatles cover in every episode or two. Todd Rundgren covering that for the Keep Calm and Salute the Beatles tribute that came out in 2015. And Christopher Holland at the top of that set from his Cosmic Harmony Companion album. Really, really good album. Not a lot of covers on there. I think just this one. There's a cover right there of I Saw the Light. And that is going to bring us to the end of yet another episode of Coverville as I pull the music in here. I didn't have this ready at all. It was like I was completely new to this. What's going on? That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want you to reach out and get in touch with me. Maybe not touch me, but reach out and get in touch with me. I want you to do that using the email requests at coverville.com. Get those song requests in, because in the next couple weeks, I think in maybe 3 weeks, there's a good spot for an all-request show, so let's get that to me. If you've got something that I haven't played yet that you really want to hear, sure. Of course, you can always call the request line. That's another good way to do it, 1-877-7-COVER-9. It's a good way to leave a message. You can just call it and leave your message like you're calling on a phone, because that's what you're doing. Of course, everything else, coverville.com. If you look at the show notes for this and every episode, you're going to find links to where you can buy all the songs you hear on Amazon, iTunes. Any purchase you make like that, by the way, helps out the show. And even if you follow that link but don't buy what I link to and go buy something else, guess what? That helps out the show too. So do that as well. Coverville.com. Go check it out. We will be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. See you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're going to have a podcast so good, you'll see the light. Amen, brother.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.